From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. officials say the number two leader of the Islamic State group has been killed in a drone strike in Iraq. A National Security Council spokesperson said Fadil Ahmad al-Hayali, also known as Haji Mutaz, was killed in an airstrike on August the 18th while traveling near the Iraqi city of Mosul, which fell into IS hands last year. Max Abrams is a terrorism expert at Northeastern University. He spoke with VOA.
Even though this high-level guy does seem to have been taken out, I don't think that it will significantly influence Islamic State's ability to generate violence.
This is not the first time that al-Hayali has been reported dead. His death was also reported by the Pentagon late last year, but an official said Friday it appears the U.S. had a wrong identification at that time. A gunman opened fire on a train traveling from Amsterdam to Paris on Friday, wounding three people before being overpowered by passengers, including two American servicemen. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said, as always, when it concerns an action that could turn out to be related to terrorism, the greatest precision and prudence, he said, are needed. Cazeneuve said the suspect was arrested at a railway station in the northern French town of Arras. Police have identified the man as a 26-year-old of Moroccan origin and said he was armed with an automatic weapon and a knife. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon travels to Nigeria on Sunday to meet the country's new president, Muhammadu Buhari, and to commemorate the anniversary of a deadly attack on the UN's building in Abuja. This is VOA News. North Korea warning the South to stop broadcasting anti-North propaganda across the border through loudspeakers by later today or face a strong military counteraction. The North's deputy UN ambassador, An Myung-hun, told reporters in New York the broadcast constituted an open act of war.
If South Korea does not respond to our ultimatum, our military counteraction will be inevitable, and that counteraction will be very strong.
Also said, the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered troops near the demilitarized zone to enter a quasi-state of war. Meantime, U.S. and South Korean troops have resumed joint military exercises, which North Korea believes are a preparation for war with the North. Crucial meeting of Afghan Taliban leaders and scholars has been in session now for days at an undisclosed location, the goal to resolve internal rifts over succession that has been engulfing the insurgent group since it revealed late last month that its supreme leader, Mullah Omar, had been dead for more than 2 years. Mullah Omar's successor, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, is trying to secure his position against rivals who include family members of the deceased leader and other senior Taliban commanders. Worries about slowing economic growth in a number of regions of the world shook investors and sparked a global sell-off on Friday. VOA economic correspondent Jim Randall.
It's uncertainty, layer upon layer of uncertainty. The Greek election, call for a Greek election, that adds unwelcome and unwanted uncertainty, political uncertainty, to an already complicated picture. China, the engine of economic growth for the past 10 years, China seems to be slowing down. There's new data today that shows that their industrial output is shrinking a bit instead of growing. And there's also uncertainty, even more uncertainty, about whether or not the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Central Bank, is going to actually raise interest rates on September 17th or not. And investors hate uncertainty.
VOA's Jim Randall. Major U.S. indexes were down by 3% or more at Friday's close. Europe fell around 3%, and key Asian indexes were off sharply. Two women made history on Friday as the first female soldiers to graduate from the U.S. Army's elite Rangers School. Rangers make up about 3% of the active duty force of the United States Army. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.